Former Libyan Foreign Minister Moussa Koussa has yet to talk publicly about his decision to defect, but the British government is speaking out. The World's Laura Lynch reports from London.
The former Libyan minister arrived after dark aboard a British military plane, his sudden departure from power in Tripoli shrouded in mystery. Moussa Koussa is reportedly being debriefed, a possibly lengthy process given the number of years he spent at the heart of the Gaddafi regime. British Prime Minister David Cameron was quick to claim Koussa's apparent defection as a propaganda coup.
But I think it does show a huge amount of decay, distrust and breakdown at the heart of the Gaddafi regime. This was his foreign minister. This was a key member of his government. The fact that he's decided to leave and effectively defect and give up his role, I think, speaks volumes about what is happening in that regime.
Koussa arrived in the same country that once expelled him for openly advocating the killing of Libyan dissidents on British soil. But in recent years, Koussa appeared to shift strategies. Former British Foreign Secretary Jack Straw saw Koussa play a key role in ending Libya's international isolation.
I mean, no doubt that he has occupied a key position of the Gaddafi regime, and I am in absolutely no doubt that he played a fundamentally important role in getting Gaddafi to agree to give up his nuclear weapons program and his chemical weapons program.
In Tripoli, Gaddafi's spokesman Ibrahim Moussa seemed puzzled by what had happened.
Mr. Moussa Koussa asked for a sick leave because he was exhausted physically and he had...
Apparently, he still had enough energy to plan his escape to Britain, leaving Moussa to downplay the importance of a man long seen as a pillar of the regime.
The battle for Libya to be independent and free does not depend on one person or one individual, but on the hundreds of thousands and millions of Libyans leading the fight for Libyan freedom and independence.
For some in Britain, Koussa's sudden arrival raises new questions about old cases. Scottish prosecutors have announced they're seeking him for questioning in connection with the 1988 Pan Am plane bombing over the town of Lockerbie, Scotland. 270 people, most Americans, died when the plane exploded. Jim Swire, whose daughter Flora was one of the Lockerbie victims, says he hopes Koussa will provide essential information.
From the point of view of Lockerbie relatives, his defection, if that's what it is, to Britain is a day for rejoicing, because all we're after is very simple, is the truth about who killed our families and why they did it and how they did it.
But Hisham Matar, a Libyan writer living in exile in London, worries that Koussa is being given too warm a welcome by Britain's Foreign and Commonwealth Office, or FCO.
Moussa Koussa has been called many things, the most colourful of which are the envoy of death, the father of Lockerbie. I mean, look, very few of Colonel Gaddafi's men are associated more strongly or more directly with macabre violence than the man who now enjoys the hospitality of the FCO.
The government says Koussa isn't being offered immunity, but Matar says if he is arrested, it might discourage other potential defectors who are considering abandoning Gaddafi.
But at the same time, if he is given asylum here, it would shake any Libyan's faith in Britain's commitment to justice. And many Libyans now see Britain as a partner in the future of Libya.
Moussa Koussa's value both as a source of intelligence and as a weapon of propaganda will be tested in the coming days, privately and publicly. But he's unlikely to be embraced by Libya's opposition movement, who remember all too well his years at the center of power in Tripoli. For The World, I'm Laura Lynch in London.